President.
Good morning, Order. How are you, Mr. President?
Mr. Chair.
Nice to meet you, Mr. President.
Nice to meet you, Mr. President.
How are you?
You are, thank you. You're here, Mr. President. All right, why don't you sit down, okay? Sit down, you have a chair, very good. Chief, have you got everything in Puerto Rico in good shape?
That's fine, I'm concerned.
You are.
Yeah.
We've been threatened so long, but we're getting along.
Oh, all right.
Just exactly what you have here, the press always against the establishment, supposedly.
Sure.
Sure, we have to fight it out. But when I go out and make my balls, that's what counts. And our balls are all excellent.
Good.
Growing.
Good.
Very stability in our, you know, strength.
Good.
I have pretty sure what's going to happen next time.
What is your next election?
It's the same as yours, Mr. President.
Oh, it is?
You come in any day.
It's a four-year term.
Four-year term, that's correct.
So, you better win. What is the opposition?
Well, the opposition isn't so very strong now. Mugnon is away in Europe, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been away for about 8 months, and I don't think he's coming back.
What is he doing over there?
He's writing his memoirs.
Writing memoirs.
So, his friend's pretty good. He has some, a lot of good writing.
Very intelligent, man.
Very brilliant. He's got a lot of good for Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And he's got all of his...
He's still very Scotch and smoke cigars.
And that's right.
Right. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Well, then,
Well, we've been getting a great deal of cooperation from you, Mr. President. Except that we have had two little things. Well, first of all, I wanted to explain to you what I've been doing on this North-South Center idea.
Oh, yeah?
We are trying to... Now, East is going to get going. It's been slow in getting going, but now I think we can do a great deal. But besides that, I've started in Puerto Rico, the North-South Center. And I've got an email here for you on that. Now, this North-South Center also has what we call the Institute of Social Technology. Now, we're bringing in Latin Americans. For example, right now we have 20 ophthalmologists. We're giving them a course with North Americans to improve their knowledge. We're bringing about 1,000 students. And that will inform the whole English and Spanish. We get this better understanding, and we're trying to break through this wall of prejudice between the United States and South America. We just had the convention of the radiologists, about 1,000 radiologists. And that was very
good.
Very wise. And this whole continuous contact is really going to be very helpful. Now, for example, think in September, we have the governor's conference.
Oh, yeah.
What I did was that I asked the governor's conference one day for Latin American understanding.
Right.
I invited Frey, I invited Carlos Plaza, and Alberto Villas Camargo, who are the expressions of these three republics.
Right.
And three distinct leaders, Carrillo Flores from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
We have Mayor from Venezuela and Kansas from Brazil. So these six leaders will have a whole morning to talk over things with the governors in a sort of exchange of ideas. And this will again bring in the governors more in contact with South America. I think that by doing these various things in Puerto Rico, we can help in this understanding which I am looking after. And this North-South Center, of course, is going to use more of these activities and expand these activities to larger areas. I have discussed this. I had ex-president Alemán have went with me this year.
Oh, yes.
The
former
president of
Mexico. Oh, yes.
And we discussed this matter. He was quite interested. I discussed it with President Balaguer, who's been in Puerto Rico, as my guest. So we're making Puerto Rico this kind of a contact. And I think it can be very useful because, as you all know, South America is our big brother from now on.
We've
got to do something positive to break through.
We've got a terrible problem there for a number of reasons. Of course, the university says explosive. And of course, the church is now, we've got all the radical priests that are blowing up the place. And so the military that used to be a stabilizing force is now, in many cases, unstabilizing. So we really wonder where they're going to go.
But you know, that is why Puerto Rico is important.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We have done the revolution. Puerto Rico has taken place peacefully.
Yeah.
We have made a change. And all these Latin Americans, when they come to Puerto Rico and see what we have done, we have a completely democratic society.
Sure.
And a com- Particularly, society has a lot of changes.
A lot of middle class.
Middle class. They can really appreciate if they can have a tremendous impression. That is one reason why I think that Puerto Rico can be helped. Another thing I want to talk to you about, and that is, we have been getting legislation that has been discriminatory to Puerto Rico all the time. On all the boxes. Not from you, but from 1958. And of course, I have to follow that. That is all the appropriations. We don't pay taxes. The idea is we don't get enough the same treatment for the U.S. citizens. Now, I think that that theory is not right, because if we are U.S. citizens, we should get the same treatment because we have the same problems. In other words, you cannot cure the cancer in Puerto Rico and have the same treatment that you cure a cancer in New York.
Yeah, that's very good.
So I feel that even though this thing involves more federal funds, and you've been very kind, you have increased these appropriations to some extent, but not to the full amount of the State of the Union. And particularly the education is where we are interested.
Education.
And also to develop our industrial development, because if Puerto Rico succeeds, and it must succeed, and is succeeding, that will be the example to be set to Latin America. But if Cuba succeeds, then it is Cuba that will be the...
What do you think about Cuba?
Is that the
Garden Society that everybody in the New York Times tells us? Do they all know him so well?
Yeah, they certainly are not. Everything I know is terrible. But I'll tell you one thing.
You have contacts, don't you?
I have contacts with families that are in Puerto Rico and get letters and go there.
They're so sad, isn't it?
Cuban
people are wonderful people.
Yeah.
I remember them. Well, I see a lot of them in Florida now, but, you know, they were always so close to Puerto Rico,
yes,
and the U.S. And sophisticated, able people, sure, to take part in it. But to think of them for 10 years now.
40,000 of them are in Puerto Rico.
What?
We have 40,000 Cubans in Puerto Rico.
You have.
But they are people.
But they work hard. They work hard. Well, in Florida, they do the same thing. As a matter of fact, one of the problems in Florida's residents is the Cubans have come in, they work so hard, that the Negroes now are complaining. Well, admitted that the Negroes, I don't mean it. You can't generalize some. There are some lazy Cubans and there's some hardworking Negroes. But generally speaking, the Negroes in the South don't work very much. You know what I mean? They just don't. They have that drive. The Cuban has that drive. He's determined, particularly the ones that came up the first, they're determined they're going to make it. They'll say, run everything. They got wonderful repair buildings, hotels, and so forth. They're even competing with the, not just Negroes, but the. They're raising some of the humans, and I'm glad that I think they're good for it. Can I ask you this about your about Puerto Rico? How about your university? How are you doing?
We're doing all right. We've had a little trouble with the university for this
time. Well, everybody knows how we have a lot here. And you think it's coming along very well?
Very well. I think we're stabilizing it.
Yeah.
It has gone through, of course, the same kind of a...
Well, you're affected by everything that happens to us.
But,
you know that.
But we have a very good man now in charge of our
university. You don't have the same problems that some of the, like Venezuela and others have. Universities are off limits in all of those countries.
Oh, okay, we don't
know. Yeah, your university is assimilating with
my daughter is a student at the university.
All right.
She's making a special. No, I enjoy
it very much.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you're a graduate student, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good. That's a good thing, just for you. And then,
and that way I keep my finger to her also.
You should eat her, sorry, 8 years ago over there.
And she's been good. You know, I started at
high universities.
Do you know how?
It's very good in the department.
Yeah, how big is it?
About
27,000.
That's what I meant. A big 27,000. They're all too big, aren't they?
We divide them.
We divide them now. We run them straight up.
Well, our universities, as you know, when they run up, State University, 35,000, 40,000, 45,000, they lose their sense of, you know,
the human values,
you know, right, those big hills, and dividing them up so that everybody's got this feeling of spirit of belonging or something.
I heard about
you when
you go to university
in Montenegro.
You live
there?
You
well,
cannot even drive
through.
Is he pretty good?
I like him. I think he's doing a good job.
Is he?
I invited him to his inauguration.
He's a special guest.
He had me as his. You see, I have a lot of good relations with not only with the people, because the people here are the tops of the radio and television. So I'm almost a candidate in San Domingo.
Right.
Because we've had this good situation.
What about the English?
Maybe I don't know anything about this president. But with Cuba, I can tell you one thing.
Nothing wrong. Nothing but bad.
That's it. You It's a bush place, and they have such a density population.
But the dense population, you know, it's the same kind. This is president of the governor's comments there, or less than 6 years old paper. The difficulty is to consider the fact that Haiti and South America, you know, share the same land. And it's just like you go from one part to the other. And of course, you just not as nice, but it does, yes, to a certain extent, too. One is black and the other is Spanish. And the one side, I mean, despite all the terrible problems that San Domingo's going through, it's infinitely better than Haiti. Haiti's so hopeless. You know, they're nice people, kind people, but they don't, they just, it's just nothing. They never had a good government. Never.
They made it Santo Domingo once too, so Santo Domingo is very much scared of them.
I know they are.
Yes, it's true.
They're scared of my own.
Well, there's so many of them, the pressure, of course.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing I want to mention, Mr. President.
Uh-huh.
When I went back to Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago, at the United Nations, the delegation of Cuba made a statement that they wanted to investigate Puerto Rico because I was repressing and bending this war. So when I got there, I made a valid statement. I would like to invite Mr. Castro, with whatever number of people he wants to come to Puerto Rico, to investigate what he's complaining about, provided he permits me to go back to Cuba and do the same thing over there to check what he's doing. Now, I've left that thing there, but we feel that we might be able to think if we can use this in some way to have some kind of a break. Because you've already saw the China problems coming along nicely. The Russian problem with the salt, a wonderful breakthrough. If we can find a way to break into this Cuban thing, I don't know how. I just.
Let me ask you, Governor, aren't you actually doing what you're doing on your north south center? You're trying to build something like the Hawaiian,
correct?
East west center, that's right.
But a little more. What I want to do is to meet more people.
Incidentally, it'll work better than Lakers because basically Hawaii, the east west center has to get Japanese, Chinese, and Indians. People with different languages and, frankly, very different backgrounds, but you have a whole culture.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, there's a big thing about Latin America has great problems, but at least there's a common language for Brazil, of course. But
I'm going to culture.
But many people actually who can understand Portuguese more.
So sure, it's very easy to understand Portuguese, and only Portuguese.
Can you understand it?
I understand it, yeah.
My friend, my man,
Well, he's close to Portugal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Whitaker on our staff is our expert in this field.
Yeah.
He's briefed me on all these things, you know, these problems you've got. When you've got one with us that you think that we can help, you get in touch with him.
Well, I can do it.
Well, the governor has some specifics that we're not working on.
I don't do it. You will.
Anything that happens, but maybe you will follow up. You follow up with the next year's exposure. People in the press that you and I met, that you had told me we raised all these problems, even though we may not discuss them, or you say you presented these problems that I showed great understandings, which I have great concern for the problem of Puerto Rico. I think it's very important that Puerto Rico be successful in its peaceful revolution. Just what it is.
Yes.
Peaceful revolution and peaceful progress. And we want to have in mind your Commonwealth status. We want to cooperate every way we can. That's what we're going to do. We'll help in every way that we can. We naturally have to get the Congress to go along at times, and that isn't always possible. Well, we certainly wish you well. I was thinking, you have children?
Yes,
three.
When are you going to Puerto Rico?
I've got to come sometime. I've been there. I've known some Barnum's place. That place at the Rockefeller's, that's what they call it.
Oh, yes, at the Rockefeller Beach.
It's a beautiful place. I haven't played golf much anymore. But I always liked your portales.
Yes.
I like that porch out there. One is very nice. You sat there one night.
He keeps it right up all.
But I was younger. We were up and looked out.
beautiful sight. You do that?
She's done a good job over there. She's helped me to restore it. That's what it's old. It looks really very beautiful now.
She adds a little beauty to the place.
Thank you.
The governor, I always kidding about this at the time.
Yes.
The governor's not here.
I thought I'd bring you over this time.
I'm pretty honored. Right. Now let me see what we can find for you. Are you my boys or girls? You little catch. Boys, boys, boys. What are boys? How old are they?
Ten. They're going to 5 and 8.
5 and 8. They wear ties. I think that there's a tight one. I just get it. Oh, that's where they come from. There's for the boys. Governor, you got another pair of cops.
Oh, yes, sir. That's a girl.
She's a 3 year old girl. You go off.
Very nice.
This is for the little, for your secretary.
I see.